Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Ken Williams. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ricky Horton. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second, the right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting third, the left fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth, the DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh, the catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Calderon strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Steinbach and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Welch. Guillen moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to third. Baines moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Parker. Walker reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. Baines scores. Calderon goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hill scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Parker moves to third. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball towards right. Calderon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Calderon. Parker scores. McGuire scores. Henderson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Canseco who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Steinbach moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lansford for the out. Steinbach moves to third. Weiss moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Nelson Walker, moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-2, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Davis now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a line drive towards right. Calderon chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Calderon. Tony Phillips pinch runs for Dave Parker. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. Phillips moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Stan Javier pinch runs for Dave Henderson. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing left field. Stan Javier now playing center field. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Steve Lyons now playing third base. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to third. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. It's 11-3, White Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiss moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 0-for-4 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.